Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Mr. Bryce Dupa Pickens,
yes,
founder
yeah.
of the Street Speaker, like Super Dupa. And
yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you
Super
today,
Dupa.
Sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Street Speaker, how you got started, and what you have going on.
Okay. Street Speaker started as an online radio show. I had to switch to my other phone, but it started as an online radio show, and we kind of have grown into a small media company. We have our own videography as well as our own photography, and we've been known for doing a lot of red carpet events around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, it's cool. You know, we've been in radio for 6 years now, two-time award-winning radio show. So, you know, it's something to brag about, in my opinion.
Absolutely. So, when you got started, did you start out? You started out in internet radio. Was it difficult for you to switch from the internet radio to come out live?
Well, no. I mean, we're still online based. We haven't made the transition to like FM or anything like that. But it was fairly easy. You know, the reason we started out is because I used to be into artist management, and the guy by the name of LJ, which is my co-host, is a stand-up comedian. And he asked me to help manage him. And I came up with the idea. I was like, well, if I'm going to manage you, let's do a radio show. It'll help promote you and promote what I'm doing. And it started as just to promote LJ. And it's kind of blossomed since then.
So how did you come up with the name Street Speaker? How does that fit into your show?
Wow. To be honest with you, that the name Street Speaker literally took me maybe 3 or 4 months to come up with. The reason was I was trying to find something. I wanted something that had a urban feel, but I wanted to make it something that I could cross over to a corporate company. And I thought Street Speaker was hit the nail on the head. You know, it's not too raunchy. It's I felt like it gave just a bit of that urban street feel, as well as, you know, something we can discuss in the boardroom.
Oh, okay. Because when I was reading it, I was thinking maybe you guys maybe do some, you know, go out into the street to.
Well, we actually do. We within the last 2 years, the majority of our focus has been on doing community events. So the last 2 years, we've been in the streets pretty heavy. You know, we've done a lot of Family Gateway, which is a homeless shelter. We've done Allie's House, which is a shelter for battered women. We've actually been the media ambassador for North Texas Pop Warner, which is a little league football organization and cheer. So our last 2 years, we have really been busy in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Real busy.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, this year we're trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records because with the Family Gateway, we do ice cream social, and where we go to the kids and we make homemade ice cream and we turn it into an event. So this year we're actually trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records with that event. So I'm looking forward to see how that
goes. How is that going to fit into that book? I mean, how is it going to fit under what category?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I have an event coordinator that's part of my team, which is the lady by the name of AAA. She's also the co-host of our radio show. But she does all of our events and our community involvement. So I'm not exactly sure what category that's going to fit in, to be honest with you.
Perhaps the largest ice cream cone or the largest ice cream social.
I think she said something to the effect of the largest amount of people making ice cream at one time or something like that. I don't really know.
Oh.
You know, I've been very fortunate enough to have a team of individuals who have with me who've actually seen my vision. And, you know, Street Speaker was born as my baby, but these other four individuals have since taken it on as their baby. And, you know, we've been real fortunate to get into things like that. So my team handles a lot of the things that I don't handle. Unfortunately, I just get the email, and sometimes it's just I'm just told to show up. So.
Okay. So going back into your bio, at one point you was a rap artist, or you started out as a rap artist?
That is correct. That is correct. When I first got into entertainment, I started out as a rap artist. And, you know, I make no shame about it. You know, I was good, but I wasn't great. That being a rap artist was not my lane. I left it alone, and, you know, I felt like entertainment was just in my blood because when I left rapping alone, God brought it to me as, well, maybe you should do some artist management and help some of these other individuals that's trying to get their career off the ground. So I tried that for 7 years, and, you know, like I said, I started managing LJ, and, you know, radio's always been a passion. It was just nothing that I really foreseen happening until I had that opportunity come up, and, you know, ever since it's been, we've been soaring.
I like the way you said that was not your lane. You recognize that early on. Because, you know, some people will stay in that lane that's really not there. And you'd be like,
oh, yes.
What?
Now, I can match some words together. You know, I can make it sound real good. But, you know, just being a rap artist was just, that wasn't my thing. And, of course, I can't sing. So I just had to walk away from that altogether.
Well, actually, that goes together, right? You got to be able to sing to be a singer. At any point,
right.
So when you transition from being the rap artist, is that the time when you you're managing AJ? So all of that still until you becoming a host of the Street Speaker or founder.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
I said so you transitioned from being the rap artist, and then you said you began to manage another artist. And
mm-hmm.
all of that transition over to the radio show. So when you, after all of that, you know, was it hard for you with those different transitions, or was it smooth sailing?
It wasn't hard, but of course it took some work. You know, it did take some work. You know when you try to be multifaceted, some people kind of look at you like he don't know what he want to do. You know what I mean? And I've always known what I wanted to do. A part of it was just being scared to just say, hey, it's time for me to get it done. So it wasn't really hard, but, you know, like it took some work. And, you know, fortunately, I've always been one of those type of people to marinate relationships. You know, relationships, in my opinion, are very important, especially in the entertainment industry. And with maintaining some of those relationships, it made it that much more easier for people to accept something that I was doing. You know, I would just call on people and be like, hey, man, you're doing your thing in the community. I need you as a guest. Or, you know, I need to be able to get backstage to interview such and such. And, you know, based on those relationships that I built, make that possible. So, like I said, it wasn't really hard. It took some work. It did take some work.
Well, it is a thing it takes work, but I like the way you said based on those relationships. But, you know, how is it God sets it up for you. You just have to follow that path. No matter if you was not good as a rap artist, but the path was already being set for you to be the host of your show because based on the relationships. You know how God put people in your path, and that's always, always good when there's a good foundation and a good path there for you to follow. So it looks like you follow their instructions pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, other than the ice cream socialist coming about, what are some of the other things that your group or your company do within the community?
Like I said, we've been the media ambassador for North Texas Pop Warner. Now we're really trying to focus on more like after school programs. We're trying to set something up to where we facilitate our own events, because like some of the things that we've been doing in the community, it's been with other companies. You know, of course, every Thanksgiving we get up early morning and walk the streets and feed the homeless. You know, we do blanket drives and things like that. But now we're trying to get to the point, I guess you could say, we're trying to start our own Street Speaker Foundation. We haven't figured out what we want to call it. We haven't figured out what exactly we want to, you know, what is going to be the pinpoint of our foundation. But we know that we love being in community. We go out, we make people smile, we make people happy, we make people have fun. They forget about their problems for whatever amount of time we're hanging out. And, you know, it feels good to make people feel good. So that's where our new lane is. We're trying to see about creating our own foundation.
Well, it seems like you already had the title, the Street Speaker Community Foundation.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I don't want to, We've dragged the name Street Speaker out so long. You know, we tried our best to do as much branding as we can, but I just feel like, you know, everything shouldn't be Street Speaker. And I love Street Speaker, don't get me wrong. I adore Street Speaker, but, you know, I just feel like maybe we should focus the attention somewhere else. And, you know, individually, we'll all be part of Street Speaker, but I don't know. We haven't worked that all out yet.
Wow, but it seems like you're very active within your community, and we definitely applaud you for being that advocate within your community. So it's been a pleasure having you on our show. If you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and any words of wisdom that you would like to share with our listening audience, you can do that at this time.
Well, as far as the words of wisdom, you know, I be mature enough to know what's for you, you know. And like you said earlier, I truly believe God puts people in your life, whether they're good or bad. Because sometimes we can't see where we're going wrong. You know, they always say God has seen your sign. Well, sometimes we don't pay attention to the signs. Sometimes God has to put bad people in your life for you to see how they're living, for you to understand that, okay, maybe I need to get my stuff together too. So be mature enough to know what's for you. You know, I truly believe we use the hashtag prayer lifestyle a lot. I truly believe that you have to have a prayer lifestyle. And you have to stand by that. Be honorable and stand by that. And like you said, if you follow the path that's already written for you, you really can't go wrong. You really can't. I mean, if you follow the path that's meant for you and it doesn't work, then, you know, you might need to check yourself.
You really can't deviate from.
Right.
Yeah, you really cannot deviate from the path that God set before you. You really can't. Yeah. Or you should not.
Totally agree. But I would like all your listeners, if they can possibly, please, you know, first of all, log on to our website, streetspeaker.com. We're on Facebook. We're trying to get as many likes as we possibly can on our new Facebook page, which is Street Speaker Radio. And, you know, all the information that you need about contacting us and what we're doing is right there on the website. And of course, you know, I know this is a radio show, but I have to plug it. Just, if y'all free between 8 and 10 CST time on Tuesday night, then come and check us out, Street Speaker Radio Show. You know, we're kind of, we have some adult topics, but, you know, it's cool. It's real good. It's real good, and I think everybody will enjoy it.
What are some of your adult topics?
Well, you know, we talk about, you know, sexual relationships. We talk about homosexuality. You know, we talk about things like that. We really don't focus on politics. You know, we don't really focus a lot on just African American problems. Don't get me wrong, we touch that too, but it's kind of we kind of call ourselves the Howard Stern of online radio.
Oh, okay.
Cause sometimes it can be a bit much. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it can be a bit much, but we always encourage people to make sure that this is adult content. This is not for children.
We understand. We understand. So, Mr. Bryce Duper Pickens.
Yes, ma'am. You said it right.
Radio. We definitely thank you for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. And once again, we applaud you for all that you do within your community. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure. I thank you all so much for having me on the show. I really do appreciate you.
It's definitely been our pleasure. And you have to come back. We'll have to have you back on.
Yo, the next time I might have to be in your city, sit next to you. That may be even better.
Yes. Yes, please do. Please do. And thank you again.
All right, thank you so much.
We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprises, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Art, and TND Marketing and Management, and all of our listeners that listen to us every Tuesdays and Thursdays between 6:30 and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Leaving you with this, coming from Psalm, the 118th Psalm and the 21st verse, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Verse 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. And again, this is Verna V. Nickelberry, your host of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And closing with one of my favorites by Crystal Sex Lady Brown, A Change is Gonna Come, or A Change is Gonna Come. Have a great one.